Wanted to welcome you all to Sermon Sunday, and we're going to stay, and we're going to continue talking about the mark of the beast, but we're particularly going to also talk about a passage in Revelation. This comes out of Revelation 13, verse 11 through 18. It's about the second beast. Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence, and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, and even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak. We might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast, or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, before we dive more into this, I want to go ahead and let's open up and go ahead and pray. I want to pray for everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, forgive us all for our sins. I ask that the Holy Spirit just speak through me. I ask that you open up hearts today. Let them be receptive. Let their ears be receptive and their hearts be receptive. Let them not go unchanged. Let them let every man or woman that listens to this be changed and draw closer to you, O Lord. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now you can always back up and go back to Revelation starting in 13:1 and you learn about the first beast. Basically is the Antichrist. But what's going to happen is the Antichrist is going to receive a mortal wound. And it's going to be—he's going to be healed, like a miracle. So basically, it's kind of like, you know, where you have the Trinity, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, Satan has his own Trinity in the end: the false prophet, the Antichrist, and Satan himself. You see, the Jews are still looking for their Messiah. They're still waiting for their Messiah. Now, there are some Jews that have and realize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, have accepted Jesus as their Messiah. So you got a lot of people, a lot of Jews, and you even have people that are not even acknowledging Jesus all over the world. They acknowledge their idols. They acknowledge the earth, the things of the earth. And we're all guilty of this. Either you're a Christian, you know, a baby Christian, a veteran Christian, been a Christian for a while, a follower of Christ for a while. We're all guilty of this at some point in our lives. Of worshiping other gods, of worshiping idols. But thankfully, I hope that we all have repented of this and have turned from our sins. I'm not saying that watching sports is a bad thing or it's a sin. But it becomes a sin when you make it an idol. When you make it a god. Same thing with playing video games or collecting stuff. When it becomes an obsession, an idol, and you're putting it before God, that's when it becomes a sin. You know, a lot of Christians and a lot of people in this world, Christians, a lot of Christians I've talked to, they don't want to acknowledge prophecy in the Bible. They don't want to acknowledge the end of days. They don't want to acknowledge. They believe it's true and everything, but they don't want to acknowledge it. Part of being a Christian, part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, is acknowledging every part of God's holy world. The holy world. Word, sorry. I can't speak today. I apologize. Word. The whole world is not holy, so at least we're not always. We're not. We strive to be. But God's holy word. You know, and a lot of people, they don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to, because they haven't totally died to their flesh. They're still holding on to the fleshly desires in their life. Well, I want to have a family. I want to have this, or I want to have that. But I'll tell you, and I'm challenging each and every one of you, myself included, It is time to die to self. It's time to crucify the flesh daily. It's time to start saying yes to every aspect of Jesus, every aspect of his word. Let's just start acknowledging the book of Revelation and his prophecies that are in his word. We need to. Because you look around at everything that's happening, from, you know, the pandemic to the escalation in Israel now, and the tension between the U.S. and Russia and China and all that tension. I believe that we are in the beginning of sorrows. But you're probably asking, well, how does this tie into this scripture? Everything that you're talking about, everything I am talking about, it does tie, I will tie it into this scripture. Your whole life, your whole Christian life, your Christian walk, in reaching out to others and trying to get people saved, ties into Revelation and what's going to happen in the future. Because those that do not hear, and those that do not answer the call, and those that do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord, those who do not daily repent of your sins, those that are not in the Word, those that are not memorizing Scripture and staying close to Jesus, there's going to come a time when your faith is going to be tested, that there's going to be great temptation in this world. How many days have you went without food? How many days can you go without water? Of course, water you can get almost everywhere, but who knows what that's going to be like, especially if there's wars and nuclear war and stuff. You may not have a lot of fresh water. That's why I'm always saying that, you know, and telling people, you need to prep. You need to have, like, you need 7 to 10 years of water. Is that a little extreme? No, that's not. You need to have extra water. You can't survive more than 3 days without water. Water is important. Just like the living Jesus is the living water. He is important in your life. And you need to drink of His water. You need to daily be in communion with the Lord. You need to be daily, you know, in prayer and in talking to Him and having a relationship with Him. And how do you have a relationship? How do you get to know Him? You, in prayer. And also reading the Bible, which is also known for the basic instructions before leaving this earth. It's God's blueprint. He tells us everything in His Word. How to get to heaven, how to get to hell, you know, how people go to hell, all of that, everything. It's right there. How to do the Father's will. What we're supposed to be doing while we're occupying this time for His return. It's all there in the Bible. All there. You just got to fight through the flesh and say no to the flesh and die to the flesh daily and be in His Word. To be in prayer. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the times, this world, the way it is going to pass away. And when you, and those that are in the millennium, and those that are in heaven, the millennium is going to be different. It's going to be peaceful. You're not going to have all this sin and stuff. But let's get back into it. How does it tie into this revelation? Scripture that I just read to you. Well, let's go back to it. You want to talk about the biggest temptation? If you have not gone without water, food, if you have not prepared for the things that are to come. I know a lot of people think that we're going to be raptured out before any of this stuff happens. That may be true, that may not be true. Do I believe in a rapture? Yes. I do believe that there is going to be a rapture. As far as when that rapture will be, you know, it could be in the middle of the tribulation. It could be towards the end. It could be at the beginning. I don't believe that we can truly know. I think we can know the season, but we cannot know the day or the hour. But I can tell you what will come first before any rapture is the dead in Christ will be raised. So let's get back to the greatest temptation. You're hungry. You didn't listen. You didn't listen to your friend. You didn't stock up on water and food and supplies. You're desperate. You're going to be faced with the greatest temptation. Regardless of, even if you're a Christian. When you take that mark of the beast, I said, and you can go back to one of my earlier podcasts where I talked about this. Of where you go. If you take the mark of the beast, it doesn't matter if you're close to Jesus, you've accepted Him as your Savior, you will lose your salvation. You're not going to heaven. You take the mark of the beast and worship the image of the beast, you're going straight to the lake of fire to be tormented day and night. And you know who else is going to be tormented day and night there too? The false prophet, the first beast, the Antichrist, you know, Lucifer, Satan, all of his fallen will be tormented day and night for eternity. I want you to wrap your heads around for eternity. A million years goes by, you're still being tormented. Billion years goes by, you're still being tormented. Another billion years. I, for one, do not want to be tormented for eternity You know, if it was my choice, I'd rather just be wiped out of existence. I'd rather God just boop. But I'd rather than any of those two options, I'd rather be with Jesus Christ. I'd rather be with God the Father. I'd rather be talking to the Father in the throne room and serving Him. That's where I'd rather be. And you know what? In the Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth, tells us how to make it, how do we are to get to heaven. It's right there. God tells us in His Word how to make it to heaven. How to be with Jesus, how to be with all your loved ones that are in heaven, how to be with the Father, and all to be with all the heavenly angels and the Holy Spirit. It tells us right there. It all comes back to this. The greatest temptation. So if you're unprepared and you don't know how to survive an apocalypse, you don't know how to get your own food and how to get water if you're unprepared, some of you may fall. But I pray today that you do not fall. I pray for today that you become prepared spiritually, your relationship with Christ, emotionally and physically, that you be prepared. That there may be a time you may be forced out of your home because you refuse to take the mark. It may be called something different. It may be called a government mark. It may be called them, but we know that's the mark of the beast. Can't buy, sell, or trade without it. Before I depart, I want to challenge you to, and before we pray also, I want to challenge you right now. I want to challenge you to open up your word, to get on your knees, hands and knees, and pray. And that goes for me too, all of us. All of us. And seek the Lord daily. Not just 5 minutes here, 5 minutes a day. We all have fallen short of this. We all are guilty of this. Where we give Jesus the leftovers. And that's not how it should be for any of us in our lives. He should become first. He should be the first person we seek in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and before we go to sleep. We should seek Him all the time. Talk to Him throughout the day. Have a conversation with Him throughout the day. Get to know Him. Who cares if people think you're weird talking to the Lord? Who cares? You can tell Him, hey, I'm talking to the Lord. I'm building my relationship with Jesus. What about you? We'll go ahead and pray after this. What happens when a nuclear device goes off? An electromagnetic pulse called an EMP. It knocks out your computer systems. So your car, your generator, all of these electronics, goodbye. You have no more power. You have no way to generate power. You're stuck without a car. You cannot bug out with a car. Thanks to EMP shield, which actually covers three phases of an EMP, an E1, E2, E3, and has also been tested by the government as well too. Made in America, also covers you for solar flare, lightning protection, backed by an insurance policy as well too. Use coupon code JEB today, JEB today, to get a $50 coupon, and that even applies still, even any cells that EMP Shield is having. You can also go to empshield.com/JEB. You can still put use the coupon code JEB to, you know, still put it in there. Just make sure that you still got it, that it is applied, and that works for multiple devices. Makes a great gift for somebody, maybe somebody that can't afford EMP Shield. Makes a great birthday gift, Christmas gift, a gift for any time. You know, give the gift of giving. And have the peace of mind when you're going to sleep tonight or tomorrow or next month of knowing that in the event of an EMP, a solar flare, or something that knocks out the grid, knocks out all electronics, you will have the way to generate power. You will have a running vehicle when others do not. So get in, use coupon code JEB and sleep better at nights. But just one more thing, just to let you know, if it is a lightning strike, it's good to have a backup of EMP Shield just in case. Also as well too. Until next time, thank you all for coming back for Sermon Sunday. I appreciate it. So let's go ahead and pray. So I want to pray for each and every one of you. I want to continue to challenge you to be in God's Word, to be prepared, to get prepped. There's nothing wrong with the Christian prepping. You know, some people may say yes, but I say no. It is better to be prepared than not be prepared. You know how many people are even unprepared for a hurricane and they live in hurricane places? How many people are unprepared for tornadoes and they live in Tornado Alley? Or how many people are unprepared for so many things? But I tell you, get prepared. Get ready. Because I tell you what, let's say the rapture happens before the tribulation. All that stuff you prepped, family, friends, strangers might be able to use that if you're taken in the rapture. And even if you're not, and you have overabundance, you know, you can still help others. Be there to bless others. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for the blessings. I pray for each and every one of you. I don't know where you are in your walk. I don't know if you backslid and fell away, you were called. I don't know if maybe you don't know Jesus, but you have the opportunity to come back to Christ or come to Christ. All it takes is repenting, true repentance of your sins and turning away from your sins, a change of mind saying, I'm not going to do this anymore, and receiving Jesus into your heart, asking the Lord to come into your heart, to come into your life, to train you, to teach you. To ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And declaring that you believe in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. That he died for your sins and was resurrected. And sits on the right hand of the Father on the throne. That he is your Lord, your Messiah. I want to pray for strength. I want to pray for you all to take to heart. If you are faced in that hour of great temptation with the mark of the beast, I pray that you choose to say no. Because it's better to lose your life than to gain the world and receive death and destruction and torment. I pray that today people will be changed, their life will be different, their walk will be different, and they will not be the same as they were yesterday or before they heard this message. And I pray that they will stay connected with the Lord, stay connected with the Word, and stay connected in fellowship with each other, with other Christians, other servants, and will continue to bless others and make a difference and help others to prepare and prep. I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday. I love each and every one of you. Go out there, make a difference for Jesus Christ. Help others, be a blessing, be a miracle to someone else. And please like, share, subscribe, follow, and please help support the ministry. We're not a 501c3 ministry podcast, but there are ways that you can help this podcast reach out to others, to share Jesus with others. Yes, I do other topics, but we are still Christ-centered. You can purchase any of the products that we're affiliated with, that the podcast is affiliated with. You can help give on a monthly basis. You can help give on a one-time basis. But I also have a friend that's in need and continues to need help. And I can vouch for her. She is going through a brutal divorce. And let's just say her husband put her through a lot. And he's not a very nice person, but he does need prayer too. And deliverance from a lot of things. But she is in a better place right now, but she is struggling financially. She's not getting a penny from her soon-to-be ex. Let's be the miracle for her. Let's help her. Let's make a difference in her life. I helped her create a GoFundMe. So together, let's help those that are in need. Love each and every one of you. Everything will be in the description below or in the description. Take care. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Achieve radiant health, normalized body weight, and abundant joy with HB Naturals at the website hbnaturals.com/672605. Try their Nova Coffee, Cognitive Formula Smart Coffee, their CBD Coffee, also their weight loss, Slimmer Max, and they also have a body detox tea called Vitalite. They're confident their products will meet your high standards because they always meet theirs. Other products include biominerals, superfoods, personal care, pet products, essential oils, and more. HB Naturals, Heart and Body Naturals, was launched with one simple purpose: share the synergistic healing trilogy products formulated by the healing power of plants provided by our Creator. Learn more about HB Naturals, check out their products, and you can also contact Jason Beck today if you're interested in starting your own business with HB Naturals. Start your perfect side hustle sharing Heart and Body Natural products and winning. Get paid instantly, withdraw your earnings, check out their products, check out the opportunity today. That's hbnaturals.com/672605. You can also get in touch with Jason Beck on Instagram at beckman7723, on Twitter at idlifeisgreat, and on Facebook at jason.beck.18294. Check out the website, contact him today for HB Naturals. Do plants, not pills.